觉得每次请新朋友来对你们都很不公平。他要翻译啊，我就现在I feel every time we invite all the new friends here is not fair for you. The reason is you're the one who introduced yourself. We're the one not introduce ourselves. Let me introduce my brother. Can you just introduce yourself and I'll translate in Chinese for you?
Okay, yeah, my name is Daniel.
他的名字叫李慕辰。
Sorry, I'm not prepared to...
My name is Paul.
Okay. 他的名字叫保罗。
Okay. 我的名字叫余英奎。
His name is Paul.
Okay. Let me ask you, who... Oh, 我讲错了。对不起。因为今天我的讲稿是平时我都喜欢用英文打，所以今天有点糊涂啊。
So normally my message is really written down in English. Today I'm a little distracted.
你认不认识他
？Do you know this person?
谁不认识他，请举下手好吗
？Who doesn't know him? Please raise your hand.
从来没见过他，今天第一次见到他。
If you've never seen him before, you can raise your hand as well.
还有没有不认识他的？
Anyone else? Okay.
所以不少新朋友，对不对
？So we have a lot of new friends today.
所以很多人不认识，还有吗？请举高一点，还有不认识
？Raise your hand high.
Okay. 欢迎你。
We welcome you.
等下我们你不认识他的人，等下吃饭的时候，我们就在一出门就有一个餐厅，请你留在那里吃饭。
So if you don't know him, then afterwards we'll have a lunch, and then there's a place set up when you go out that way.
Okay. 那我们希望能够更认识你，更多认识。
And I truly hope that we can come to know you better.
那刚刚听高弟兄他分享。
So we just heard a brother share with us.
我觉得他这个好消息他讲了一半。
I think he shared with us about the good news only half of it.
因为他大概要把这个好消息让我来去讲。
Perhaps he wanted me to finish the conversation.
但是我在讲的时候，我就突然想起，主耶稣在世上的时候，他有一群人刁难他。
So while he was sharing, it reminded me that while Christ was on earth, there are certain people who wanted to want to give him a little bit of a trouble.
怎么刁难他呢？他说，如果有一个人。嫁了很多次。
So one of the issues that the Pharisees brought up with Jesus was that what if someone who was married numerous of times?
这个人呢，如果用我们中国人的话讲，这人克夫。
Okay, so this person
他就说 he's a curse to the husband.
Oh, I see. So basically, that person is cursed.Because they have so many husbands.
No, he cursed the husband. She is a curse to any man she married to.
Okay.
那她嫁了五次的五个丈夫全死了。
And so this woman, she was married for five times and all of her husband died.
她嫁一次死一个，嫁一次死一个。
So she married one and one passes away, another one and so forth.
嫁到第五次之后，她的丈夫死了，她也死了。
And so after she married the last time, after her husband died, she passed away as well.
那些人问耶稣啊，他如果他复活之后啊，如果复活有这么回事的话。
So the people asked Jesus, what if on the day of resurrection, if there's a resurrection, what will happen?
这个妇女到底是谁的太太啊？
So who exactly is she the wife of on that day?
我不晓得你们觉得是谁的太太。
I don't know if you would take a guess as to who she's the wife of on that.
是第一个还是最后一个
？Is she the wife of the first one or the last one？
一定你可不会选择中间的三个。
You for surely you wouldn't pick the one in the middle.
但是主耶稣怎么回答呢
？But how did Jesus answer？
说你们不懂得圣经。
He says you don't know the Bible. You
don't know the word. 你们不懂得神复活的大能。
You don't know the great power of God of resurrection.
神不是一个死人的神。
For he is not the God of the dead.
神是活人的神
But he is the God of the living.
他是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神
He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他不是死人的神
He is not a God of people who are dead.
而是活人的神
But people who live.
所以这个好消息是给谁听的？
So who is this good news directed towards?
给活人听的。
It is for those who are alive.
为了什么？
But for what?
为了不是不要再死。
It's not that they will never die.
而是得到永远的生命。
But that they will receive eternal life.
好，我们有一些祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
现在主耶稣，我们奉着你的名一起欢喜聚在这里。
Dear Jesus, we in your name we're joyfully gather here.
我们把许多的朋友都交在你的手中。
And we have so many friends here that we want to give into your hands.
主啊，你是那信实公义的主。
For you are a truthful and faithful God.
你是那慈爱的神。
And you're a God full of grace and mercy.
主啊，真是愿你的祝福临到这里。
May your blessing befall upon us.
把你的同在赏赐给我们。
And may you give us your presence.
谁能够把你的恩典把你的生命能够解释得清楚
May we clearly explain your grace and your life
谁能够解释清楚呢
Who can possibly explain
没有一个人
There's no one who
除非你自己将你的恩典和你的灵降在这里
Unless you yourself and your spirit is upon us
向每个人的心说话
And speak to the heart of everyone
冲出我们头脑我们心中一切的阻拦
and take away all the obstacles in our mind and in our heart
让你的灵让你的恩典让你的爱自由地在这里运行
that may your spirit your grace and and all things move freely
奉耶稣基督的名
and in Jesus name we pray
Amen.
Amen
好请我们把那个 slide 打一下
if we can just bring up the slides
今天我讲的题目叫信望爱
So the topic for today's message is faith, hope, and love.
一个不说谎的神。
A God who does not lie.
这是摘自希伯来书第六章十八节。
And this is in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18.
在这里，在这里。那个英文的翻译是，你讲一下。
It's the word, the message says, it is impossible, the verse says, it is impossible for God to lie.
是神是不可能说谎的。
It is impossible.
OK, 那我们打下一页。
If you could turn to the next slide.
OK, 我们一起读这段圣经好不好？我们先用英文读。
So let's read this in English first. Read it together. So now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
好，我们用中文来。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样。其中最大的是爱。我们再一起，英文中文一起再读一遍。
Let's read it together once again. So now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three.
这三样，其中最大的是爱。这摘自哥林多前书第十三章十三节。
This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
在我开始之前
，So before I start,
我告诉你
，I want to let you know,
神爱你。
That God loves you.
这位创造天地的主神爱你。
This heavenly Father, this God who created heaven and earth, and He loves you.
不管你现在认不认识他。
Whether or not you know Him.
不管你知道他有多少。
And whether or not how much you know of Him.
不管你有没有对他有没有一点点生活的经历。
And whether or not you have ever experienced Him.
弟兄在这里确实的有把握的说。这位神爱你
But I can truly tell you that this God loves you.
而且呢，他造了一个特殊的你。
And He has created you, a special you.
他有预备一个特别的爱。
And He has prepared a special love.
给这位特别的你。
And to give for you.
这是中文有首流行歌曲叫《特别的爱》，给特别的你。
So in the Chinese, there's a popular song that says, "The special love for special you."
主耶稣有个特别的爱
，But Jesus has a special love，
特别的你
，and for the special one，
而且他为你的生命预备了一个特别的一个计划
，and for your life he has a special plan。
他不需要你去苦思冥想
，He doesn't need you to spend so much time thinking about it。
他会启示给你
，He will reveal unto you。
他是谁
？Who is he？
他这份爱到底是什么
？And what is this kind of love？
今天我求主开你的眼睛。
And today we really hope that He will open your eyes。
也开你的耳朵。
And open your ears。
也开你的心。
And open your heart。
能够收到 这份特别的爱。
So that you can receive this special love.
就像我们弟兄说的，这份特别的礼物。
And just like our brother said that, this special present.
人生是什么？
What is life?
我们这里有十几岁的小朋友。
We have some teenagers here with us.
人生是什么？
What is life?
我觉得人生就像盖一个房子。
I feel that life is like building a house.
你们大概九年级了是吗？九十年级。
Perhaps you're ninth or tenth grade.
Is it right? Are you ninth grade or tenth grade? Okay. So 高中了开始干嘛？
What do you do when you start when in high school?
开始建房子了。
When you start building a house.
你马上就要上大学。
And then after high school you go to college.
建房子。
And you continue to build that house.
找工作。
When you work and start a career.
建房子。
Continue building.
我不是说你建一个房子。
I'm not saying physically you're building a house.
好像我们的人生就在盖房子。
Perhaps our life is as if building a house.
那我们读这段圣经。
Let's read this verse.
好，还是英文开始。
In English first. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
好，中文。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不登能进天国。唯独遵行我天父旨意的才能进去。我们重来一遍，我们一起读啊。
Let's read it together again. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
好，中文，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不都能进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的才能进去。
Together the second one. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to wise man who built his house on the rock.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Next one. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。 OK， 那第一个我问你，说这话的人是谁啊？
Let me ask you, who is the person speaking here?
是谁？没写耶稣嘛，对不对？
But it didn't say Jesus here, but
是主嘛。
Of course this is the Lord.
是主，对不对？高哥弟兄讲的没错，是耶稣说的，但是他说叫我 Lord, Lord, 叫我主啊主啊，这个人一定是什么主，对不对？
So it says, although it didn't say Jesus here, but it says that those who says to me, Lord, Lord, so obviously the person speaking to the Lord.
第二个，你读完这段话有什么想法？
After you read this verse, what are your thoughts?
我这段是摘录的一段里面摘录的三节。
And so I took three verses from this passage.
然后后面他解释讲到这个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上的时候。
And later on it speaks of the wise man who built his house on the rock.
外面有坏的环境开始的时候。
But when circumstances arise.
下雨风刮刮风有台风。
When there's wind, there's rain and there's storms.
这房子很稳固。
This house will be firm.
那另外一个房子建在沙土上的。
But what about the other house that which is built on sand?
看起来建的时候大家都差不多。
Perhaps when it was first built, they both looked very similar.
这边盖三层楼，那边也盖三层楼。
The left here was three stories and the right was also three
stories. 这边里面有什么好的结构，那边也有同样好的结构。
And there was good facilities on one and it's the same in the other.
但是它建在沙子上面。
But it was built on sand.
但是沙子上什么？外面环境一开始的时候。
So I'm saying when the external circumstances arise.
这个房子怎么就塌了
？What happened to the house? The house will crumble.
那另外，我们看到读这段圣经的时候，看这位主，他不是一个糊涂人。
And when we look at this passage, we see that this Lord who is speaking is not a foolish person.
就是人跟他说主啊主啊的时候。
And even when those who are saying Lord, Lord.
他不见得都喜欢。
It doesn't mean that he likes all of them.
这光说好听的没有用的。
It doesn't matter if you're calling him Lord, Lord. He doesn't.
对不对？我们都喜欢说好听的给别人。
We all like to say nice things to others.
我们也喜欢听好听的。
And we also like to hear good things.
但是这位主跟我们不一样。
But this Lord is different from us.
他不光是 他听见你所说的。
Not only does he hear what you say to him.
他一定看见那个更真实的东西。
But he looks beyond that.
就是说他所说的你听不听。
Is that whether or not you, will you listen to what he has to say?
第二个呢，对他来说天国是很重要的事情。
And the secondly is, the heavenly kingdom is something that's extremely important to him.
得着的是一个极大的赏赐。
And to be able to receive it is such a tremendous blessing.
进去的是极大的奖赏。
And those who are able to enter in, it is a tremendous reward for them.
而进不去的是极大的损失。
And to those who are unable to enter, it is a loss.
丧失这样机会的是他极大的损失。
And to those who miss this opportunity is a tremendous loss as well. And thirdly,
用一个词，就说 therefore, 英文讲什么 ？What's after therefore?
So in the verse here, it says also he says therefore, but what is the word after therefore?
Everyone, 所有的人，所有听见的，第一个 therefore, everyone. 第二个 everyone who hear, 凡听见的，所有的，没有一个例外。
So there's not, there's no exclusions there.
第三点
Third.
他不光是说第四点了，他不光是说所有人，他也跟针对每一个个体。
Not only does is he saying everyone, but he is also addressing everyone.
在第前面说 but he who does the will of my father, 就是唯独那他遵行我天父旨意的人，那是一个人。
So the one who does the will of the Father is a single person, single individual that he's addressing.
他要每一个人为自己的决定来负责。
He wants every individually to be responsible for their own decision.
神当然爱普世的人。
Of course, he loves everyone in the world.
但是他拯救每一个人。
But he saves those everyone individually.
他把他爱给所有的人。
His love is for all.
但是他呼召。你
but he is calling you
和我
and I.
Okay. 那下面，而且这个东西呢，跟我们的背景，跟我们的文化没有关系的。
And this also has absolutely no relationship to our backgrounds.
远超过这一切。
And it surpasses all. It exceeds all.
不论是生在美国的还是生在中国的。
Regardless whether you're born here or born in a different country.
每一个人。
Every single one of us.
Okay. 进一步主用一个比喻来说。
And he uses a parable to
说这每一个人听见这话就行的。
And he says, all those who hear the words and do it,
他就能进天国。
Will enter into the kingdom.
而且他做了一个聪明的选择。
And he has made a wise choice.
而且他的工作，他的努力，就像我们从高中开始，从小开始，就建造我们的生活，可以持续到永久。
And the decision, the result of that is, just as we're building a house from high school to college, is that it will endure.
相反过来
Conversely,
他听了不去做了
But if those who hear but do not do it,
他们就做了一个愚拙的选择
They've made a foolish choice.
他不管世上多努力
No matter how much hard work they put into it,
就像我们弟兄讲的
Just as our brother shared,
Gone with the wind, 飘了，没了。那字里行间，我想在座还有一些啊，那可能你从来没听过。
Perhaps some of us have never heard of this before.
你有没有从来没听过这个，从来没读过这段圣经的有吧
？I'm sure there are people here who have never read this passage before.
所以今天呢是你的机会。
But today is your opportunity.
那还有一些，我想更多的人。
And I think there are also others here.
特别生在美国的，有一些宗教的背景。
Especially if you're born and grew up here, then you have certain backgrounds in religion.
问您是基督徒吗
？And so, are you a Christian?
你可能说我是。
When someone asks, perhaps your answer is yes.
但是你这位主有多少认识呢
？But how much do you know of this Lord?
可能你说我不太认识他。
Perhaps your answer would be, I don't really know him.
因为很多的朋友来教会来好多次了。
Because we have friends who have been here many times.
啊，听。
And they hear.
但是没有很认真的去思想。
But they have not really seriously considered it.
那今天呢，也是我们的机会。
But today again, it is another opportunity for us.
我们一起为你祷告。
I want to pray for you.
希望呢，你回到主的爱的里面。
We hope, truly hope that you can return to His love.
我先介绍主，这位主他到底是谁
？Let me share first share with you who this Lord is.
好，那读完这一切，我们看有三个问题啊。
So we have after we read this, we have three questions.
那你在这讲也太武断了吧？
So you are
making a very categorical statement here, right? 这位主也太武断了吧。
So he's very categorical here.
Yeah. 那你会问一个问题，这个主他说了这个写在圣经，他存在吗？
But the Lord that you speak of here, although it's written here, does he truly exist?
如果他存在，他到底是谁呢？
And if he exists, then who exactly is he?
但是他有没有可能？他即使存在，他有可能在骗我们。
Perhaps he exists, but perhaps he's not really God.
如果他所说的是真实的话，那他又是一个什么样的人呢？
And if what he says is true, then what kind of person is he?
那最后他说 ，Who does the will of my Father? Who is in heaven? 谁就是做我违行我天父旨意的，就是。那天父又是谁啊？
So who exactly is the Father?
那更进一步，天父的旨意又是什么？
And what is the will of the Father?
什么是旨意？
What is the will?
就是神的命令。
It's the
the command of God. 就是神的心意。
It's His desires.
上帝的心意是什么？
What is the desire of God?
还得了了吗？你能够知道上帝的心意。
How could you possibly come to know the heart of God?
如果今天上帝跟你说，我告诉你我要做什么。
And if God today tells you that this is exactly what I want to do.
你愿不愿听？
Will you be willing to listen?
你敢不敢听？
Do you dare to hear?
今天神在这里跟你说，我要做什么。
And today God here tells you, this is what I want to do.
基督徒敢不敢听？
Does Christians,
我们巴不得听，对不对？
This is something that we desire to hear.
主啊，你赶快告诉我。
Now, Lord, please tell me.
但是我在我信主之前，
But before you come to know Him,
上帝跟我说句话。
And the Lord says this to me.
我不晓得我心里感觉怎么样。
I don't know what my feeling.
但是感谢主。
But
当我们信主之后，上帝向我们说话，这是一个很自然的事情，也很祝福的事情。
And after we come to know Him, and when He speaks to us, this is something that's very natural.And something that we want to.
好，我们翻下一页。
So let's the next slide.
在那个刚刚去世的美国的一个总统，就是 G.H. Bush.
So the U.S. president who just passed away.
那在他的在德州的他的葬礼上。
During his funeral in Texas.
我没有去。
In Texas, I wasn't there. But
我那天刚好在德州，但是我在电视上看的啊。
I was just so happened to be in Texas that day, and I happened to see it on TV.
那在电视上，他的这个孙女们。
So his grandchildren.
每一个人都到讲台上。
And every one of them went up to the podium.
读什么呢？读这段诗篇。
And they read this song.
OK, 我们一起读一下。
Let's
好，还是英文开始。
Let's read it together in English first. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
好，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
我虽经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life.And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。那这位主是什么？
So,
是主是谁呢？
So who is this Lord?
在希伯来文里面，主的发音就是 Yahweh.
And in Hebrew, the pronunciation for Lord is Yahweh.
我以前讲过。
I mentioned it in the past.
Yahweh 就像我们的呼吸一样。
Yahweh is like our breath.
所以这个 Yahweh 就是呼和吸。
And it's as if you're breathing and you're saying Yahweh.
当神创造人的时候，
When God created man,
他把生气吹到亚当的鼻孔的里面。
He breathed life into Adam.
对主来说是把生气出来。
And to God is that He blew, He breathed
upon. 这位第一个被造的人, 他吸进去,
and the, for the first person created, He breathed,
Yahweh.
And he basically says it's Yahweh.
我们弟兄以前讲过主很多他的意义是什么?
And I think our brother shared in the past with the
meaning. 但是这个第一个创造人见到这位神, 为什么叫他? Yahweh.
And why does the when the first person when he saw God and called him Yahweh?
主,
and called him Lord.
因为他跟这位主第一个感觉就是他的呼吸.
And the first interaction, the first interaction between man and God was his breath.
收到这个生气的时候，他就变成一个属灵的活人。
And when he received this breath, he became a man who is alive spiritually.
第二个词叫 Ra 或者是 Roy, 是 Ra 从 Roy 演化出来的。
So the second word is Ra or Roy.
中文的翻译叫罗伊。
So it's Roy.
那个 Ra 的意思就是牧者。
And that the name of the meaning of that is a shepherd.
所以第一个，如果我们按希伯来文的简单说的话，
so if we share on this simply
word,
with Hebrew,
也就是 Yahweh Rai.
So it's Yahweh Rai.
Yahweh Rai. 对，那这个 Rai 就是像我们的呼吸一样。
So Rai is like us breathing.
这个 Yahweh Ra 就是这个 Ra 是我们的牧者，是我们的呼吸。
So Yahweh Ra means is that He is our shepherd. He is also our.
所以在座每个人，你信主不信主
？So here, every single one of us, whether or not you believe in.
你一分钟叫主啊主啊几次
every minute, how many times do you cry out, Lord?
在12到24之间。
12 to 14 times.
如果你跑步的话
，If you run，
你要叫更多次的主。
You will say Lord many more times.
所以圣经上说叫主啊主啊的。
And that's why the Bible says Lord.
就是每个人有气息的。
It means that everyone who has breath.
你不见得都可以进神的国。
But not everyone will listen to His word.
不光是我们嘴里说主啊主啊。
Not even though our words, our lips are saying Lord, Lord.
就是你嘴里没说主的。
Even if your lips have not ever never said Lord.
你的呼吸都在呼唤主啊。
But even your breath is crying out, Lord, Lord.
Yahweh, Yahweh. 但是呢, 你的命运是怎么样呢?
But what is your life then?
在这个诗人里面, 他有个确实的把握。
So in this psalm, there's an assurance there.
他说这位Yahweh,
it says that this Yahweh
可以满足我一切的需要。
Can satisfy all of my needs.
他无论在我任何的境遇下，任何的处境里面，
no matter what kind of circumstance or situation I'm in,
还有把握这位主会引领他，安慰他。
I am assured that this Lord will lead me and will protect me.
即使在最黑暗的光景的里面，
even in the darkest time,
他也知道他在神的祝福的里面。
The psalmist knows that he is under his.
在最后，他说我最愿意的选择是什么呢？
And in the end, he says, "What is, what do I desire?"
就是我要坐在神的家里面，就是神的房子里面。
And the end, the psalmist desires is that I desire, I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
直到永远
，forever.
这是很难怪这首诗歌这首诗
，this song.
经常被用在葬礼的里面。
It's oftentimes used at funerals.
但是它也用到婚礼的里面。
But it's also used. During weddings.
他也用到别人生日的里面,
and also during birthdays.
他用到别人受洗的里面,
or when you're being baptized.
在各处都用到这首诗,
in many, many different situations, we use
the psalm. 这是我们每个信主的一个诗歌,
and this is the psalm for all the believers.
让我们可以感谢主,
so that we can thank Him.
艰难的环境里面,
so in a difficult circumstance,
且顺境的环境里面,
or even in peaceful times,
我们都觉得他跟我们十分的亲近。
We know that He is near and close to us.
我希望今天大家知道谁是主。
I truly hope that we know who is Lord.
主是谁啊？
Or who the Lord is.
他是我们的牧者。
He is our shepherd.
他是我们的呼吸。
He is our breath.
我们翻下一页。
Next slide.
好，我们再读一段圣经，还是英文开始。
Let's read this next verse in English together. For a child will be born to us. A son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
好，我们中文一起来。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头，他的名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。这是一个圣诞节的故事。
So this is the Christmas story.
那我想，我前段时间碰到一个小孩子。
So not long ago, I ran into this.
我说你认识你觉得圣诞节是什么？
I asked them what exactly is Christmas.
他说 ，Oh, Saint Nicholas， 那个 Nicholas， 这个圣诞老人，还有是 reindeer， 还有很多很多这些东西。
So basically, his answer was Santa Claus and the reindeers and.
我说他为什么叫 Christmas， 你知道吗
？Then what is the meaning? Why is it called Christmas?
Christ 就是主的意，就是救主。
And so the meaning of Christ is the Savior.
是救主为我们降生了。
And the Savior was born to us.
所以这里面讲到，这是以赛亚在公元前740年所写的一个圣经。
So this was a verse that was written in the book of Isaiah, which was 740 years before the birth of
Christ. 神借着这个先知预言，这位耶稣基督要降生在人世上。
And by this prophet, God foretold of the birth of
Christ. 以赛亚的年代就是我们这个春秋战国的时代。
And Isaiah was at the time, it was the building of a kingdom.
是的，我们的 in Chinese, okay, that's fine. 是春秋战国的时代。那个他来到这位主是谁呢？他是天地的主宰，他是完全圣洁，他是爱，他创造了人，并要做他们的父亲。
And so, who is this Lord? His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
这位主呢，要来到这个世上，要他成为人的样式，要来拯救我们。
And this Lord will come to earth and in the form of man and to save us.
他是一个完全的神，又是一个完全的人。
He is completely God, but he is also completely man.
他不光是代表神
，Not only does he represent
God, 而且是他神自己。
But he is also God himself.
神就借着耶稣基督成为我们罪的赎价。
And by our Lord Jesus Christ, he
became
the propitiation for sin.
让他担当我们罪，担当我们永远的刑罚。
And that he may take on sin for us and become and suffer the
consequences. 要带领我们进的跟神发生一个永远的一个新的关系。
And may lead us into a new relationship with God.
就是我们人跟神的关系。
It is the relationship between man and God.
就是一个孩子跟父亲的关系。
It is a relationship between a child and his father.
就是我们每生每个呼吸每个呼声是在呼叫我们的主。我们甘心乐意爱我们主的关系。
And it's a relationship where we call out Lord in every breath that we take.
那这个圣经上不断的重复讲我们。
And the verse repeatedly says we.
而且神呢的儿子要成为一个婴孩。
Or repeatedly says us, and that this person will be a child.
他要来这个世上经历世上一切的苦楚。
That he is a child, a person who will suffer all kinds of things upon him.
一切的挣扎。
And struggle, endure struggles.
为什么呢
？Why?
他要我们知道，他理解我们。
He wants us to know that he is able to relate and understand us.
你知道，神是那全知全能的神。
For God is all knowing.
神不需要来到这个世上走一趟，变成人去理解人。
He doesn't need to become a man.And live a life of a man so that he can understand.
如果他是全知的话，他不需要成为人，他就能够理解人。
If he's omniscient, then he knows man.
为什么他要来到这个世上呢
？But why do he need to come to this earth?
因为他要我们知道。
Because he wanted us to know.
他认识我们。
He wants us to know that he knows us.
不光是认识我们，而且他理解你。
Not only does he know us, he understands us.
今天你可以说你是神。
Today you can say you are God.
我是人
and I'm a man.
就像很多在美国的富人一样
As if there are a lot of people in America today, rich people.
他们很有钱的人
They're wealthy.
我们在世上挣扎
and we're struggling.
他根本不能够理解我们
Well, they cannot. Perhaps they don't understand the working class.
但是这位主说，我要让你知道，我理解你们
But God also says to us that He understands us.
所以他要来这个世上。
And he comes to this earth.
成为人的样子,
and come in the form of a man.
而且必须成为一个小孩子的样子,
and come in the form of a child.
生在一个木匠的家里面,
to be born into the house of a carpenter.
成为一个普普通通的木匠,
to be a, just a common regular carpenter.
在这世上行走33年半的时间,
and he walked upon this earth for 33 and a half years.
他所经过的,
what he has experienced,
也就是我们今天所经过的,
is something that we are experiencing today.
他也成为一个小baby过,
he was also a baby.
他也成为一个青少年过,
he was also a teenager.
他也成为一个成年过,
he was also an adult.
甚至我们说他虽然33年他就死了,
although he was crucified when he was 33 years old.
我甚至说他也成为老年过,
but we also could say that he was,
因为他在33岁的时候, 别人看他就像50几岁一样,
because when he was 33, when others saw him as if he was in his 50s.
他在说天上的飞鸟有窝,
he says that the birds in the heaven have their own nest.
地上的狐狸有洞,
and the fox have their holes.
那是人子,
but the Son of Man,
就是人的儿子,
that which is the Son of Man,
没有睡觉的地方,
he has no place to rest.
那他了解我们一切的苦难,
he understands all of our hardship.
他知道我们一切的感觉,
he understands all of our feelings.
而且来到世上, 成为一个小孩子, 成为一个人, 让我们知道, 他明白,
and when he came to earth and became a child and grew up, and he lets us know that he knows.
你知道神的话成为一个肉身, 就是神的话成为肉身, 道成肉身,
and it's the word of God became flesh.
跟我们所讲的这个神明附到身上,
it's different to say that when the Holy Spirit
It's very different than the common incarnation. Okay. The common incarnation, 就是普通神灵附在身上是什么呢?
So what is incarnation?
在许多其他的宗教里面, 许多的, 这些传说里面, 说神灵附在某人的身上, 或者某个东西的身上,
so is incarnation, certain things are, you know, when certain things are incarnate, became things.
那个东西跟他所说的那个所谓的神明是不一样的东西,
so the incarnation is actually different from what is from.
Yeah. 那另外一点也不是说我们中国人所说的那个轮回, the reincarnation.
Okay, so it's also different from reincarnation.
那为什么呢? 因为 我们所说的轮回，我们相信有一天，我这个好好的人， 我死了之后，我变成一个做不好事，我变成个蚂蚁了。
So reincarnation just means that if I do a terrible job here, and the next life I'll become like.
蚂蚁很辛苦。
And the ant is very.
很勤劳。
Right, it's very hard for him.
那他死了之后呢？ 就变成另外一个蜜蜂了。
And then when he dies, he becomes something else.
蜜蜂又很辛苦又很勤劳, 给人酿蜜。
And the bees are very, very.
蜜蜂有一天就变成一个另外一个,
and then afterwards,
they
become something else. Maybe.
这是我们所传说的轮回。
So this is a reincarnation.
没有轮回。
There's no reincarnation for.
也没有这个incarnation, 没有reincarnation. 只有耶稣基督他成为一个完全的人, 成为一个小孩子的样子来到这个世界上。
Only that there is Jesus, who God, who became a man and a child and came upon this earth.
所以他必须成为一个孩子来到这个世上。
So he must become a child to be here.
第二个，他说这个耶稣基督在世上的时候， 当这位神所应许的一切，在旧约里所说的一切， 都在耶稣基督应许， 这个在经上实现了。
So all the things that were foretold in the by the prophets were fulfilled in the life of Jesus.
而且耶稣在世上所说的，他如何被他的门徒卖，如何被人抓起来，如何要钉在十字架上，如何的复活，在他一样一样的成就。And
so all the things for that he was going to be betrayed, how he was going to suffer, and all these things were fulfilled.
所以呢，神的话是不会落空的，神是从来不会说谎。
And therefore, the word of God is not empty. It's sure and true.
那神的旨意又是怎么样呢?
But what is the will of God?
神的旨意就让我们成为他的儿女。
His will is that we become His son.
当我们接受他成为我们的救主的时候
，That when we receive Him and as our Savior,
神的生命在我里面发生了一个奇妙的变化。
And His life in us causes a change.
我们这群不信主的人，不认识主的人，今天我们里面突然发觉，哎，我能够听见主的声音。
And us who are never known God, who never heard him, but all of a sudden today we feel that we have a relationship with him.
我能感觉到这位主爱我。
We can feel that he loves us.
而且我要爱这位主。
And I need to love this Lord, this God.
神是一个伟大的主。
That he is a great God.
天是他的座位，地是他的脚凳。
And heaven is his seat, and the earth is his footstool.
但是呢，他愿意住在我们微小人的心里面。
But he's willing to dwell in us, in our hearts.
神是一个奥秘，没有人可以把神的事情解释得清楚。
He's a mystery that no one can fully explain who he is.
但是他愿意成为我们生命的每一部分。
But he's willing to be become a man and also be part of your life.
不光是耶稣，他说我要成为一个人。
Not only did Jesus say that he became a man.
我成为一个普通的人。
Not only does he become a man, but just a regular man.
我成为一个挂在石上的救主。
But also became a Christ.
我成为一个为你钉在石架上的主。
And he became the Lord who was crucified.
为你复活的主。
And became a resurrected Lord.
但是呢，他说我要成为你生命中每一个角落、每一个部分。
And he says he wanted to become part of every part of your life.
所以他说我是你的活水。
And that's why he says that I am the living water.
你看我讲讲，喝上地上的水，我就讲讲话就渴了。
And when we drink the water, when I speak, I get thirsty. I have to drink water.
所以呢，他耶稣说我是活水。要在你里面流出那活水的江河来。
And he says that I am the living water, and from out of me will there will be rivers of flowing water.
喝我的永远不渴。
And all those who drink of me will never thirst.
他说我是生命的粮。
And he says I am the bread of life.
我是那活的粮。
I am the living bread.
吃我的就永远不饿。
And all those who take of me will
never hunger. 我要成为你吃的，你喝的。
And he says he wants to become food and drink for you.
我是那真葡萄树。
And he is the true.Grapevine.
我们每个人就像枝子一样。
And every one of us are like the branch.
如果这个枝子不接在葡萄树上
，if the branches are not connected to the vine,
这个枝子就会枯干。
And then the branches will.
但是接在葡萄树上
，but that which is connected to the vine.
他应许我们要结出许多的葡萄来。
And he promises his promise to us is that we will bear.
更重要的是说，我是你的居所。
And lastly, he says that
你要住在我的里面
，that you will dwell in me.
我要成你成为我神的居所
，and we will also be His dwelling place.
他要住在我们的里面
，and He desires to dwell in us.
那我们应该做什么呢
？But what do we do? What should we do?
在罗马书第十章第八第十章的八到九节有这样说。
In Romans 10:8-9, it says.
请帮我翻一下下一页。
Next slide.
这里说你到底怎么说呢
？And here, what does it say?
这道离你不远。
He says the word is near you.
Oh, this one, yeah. 这道离你不远。
The word is near you.
正在你的口里。
In your mouth.
在你的心里面。
And in your heart.
就是我们所传信主的道。
That is the word of the faith.
你若口里认耶稣基督为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That is the word of faith which we are preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
最后讲到是就必得救。
At the end it says you will be saved.
为什么我们需要得救？
Why do we need to be saved?
大家同不同意？你为什么需要得救？
Do you agree that you need to be saved?
我想很多人会有一种感觉，那得救是什么意思吗？
I don't know if you understand what it means to be saved.
比如说啊，这马上过两天就是圣诞节了。
In 2 days is Christmas.
圣诞节呢，大家都有喜庆的日子。
And it's a day of celebration for.
这个喜庆日子的时候，你比如说你就喝两瓶啤酒。
Perhaps you celebrate with two.
到朋友家很开心，喝了两瓶啤酒。
And you had 2 bottles of beer.
开完啤酒之后，你就开车回家了。
And then afterwards you drove home.
不巧被警察抓走。
Unfortunately, you were pulled over by the police.
如果你被警察抓到，你喝了两瓶，你没撞车，你没有出任何的事情，被警察抓到，你会怎么样呢
？So even though you didn't get into an accident, but you were pulled over by the police.
这两瓶啤酒的结果会让你可能坐60天的牢。
The consequences of the alcohol you drank, well, you need to spend 60 days in jail.
你的驾照会吊销30天。
also potentially you will lose your license for 30
years. 你大概罚款大大概是几年五年内你不会罚款五千到六千块钱。
And perhaps you will be fined financially maybe $5,000.
问你这个审判公平不公平。
So do you feel that this judgment is fair or not?
如果是最轻的审判可能你初犯的话他会不让你做六十天的牢让你做两天的这个 community service, 社会的活动。
So, if it's your first offense, perhaps you don't need to spend time in jail.
这是最轻的。
two days of
所以过两天你千万不要喝酒，喝酒了千万不要开车。
So, if you next two days, if you're going,
绝对不值得。
Don't drink and drive.
那我问大家，这个审判公不公平
？But let me ask you, is this judgment fair?
当然公平了。
Of course, it's a fair judgment.
但是我们知道这个审判为什么公平在哪里呢
？But where is the fairness in this judgment?
就是这个罪行。
It is that an intent.
它所造成的损失。
And the sin causes a result, a consequence.
和它有可能造成的损失。
And then the potential consequence.
它的取代来说。
And then the substitute.
必须远超过这个的价值。
Needs to surpass this, the requirement here.
Yeah. 不是一个 one to one 的一到一对一的彼此的等换。
It is not a one to one, it's not one to one.
不能说我喝两瓶啤酒。
It's not to say that if I drink.
现在警察抓到我了。
And now that the
说警察叔叔我送你两瓶就算了。
And then I can say, oh, here's two bottles of beer for you.
不可以的，对不对
？No, that's not it.
那我们这个罪人。
But we as sinners.
需要被拯救的价值是什么呢
？What is what is the price that needs to be paid?
是不是我们本身自己可以为自己赎罪呢
？Can we pay for our own sins? Can we redeem ourselves?
是不是任何的人可以为我们赎罪呢
？Can someone else redeem our sin? Can
最多的是等值。
The most is equivalent one for one.
在旧约里面，人犯罪了，
so,
用牛羊的血为自己赎罪。
In Old Testament, when a person sinned and cattle was sacrificed as an atonement for sin.
中国人都觉得自己有罪过。
The Chinese feel that they all are sinners.
他说我做些好事情。
But so they feel that I can do something good.
我做一些社工的活动。
I can do something special.
我去买一些金鱼，买一些乌龟，把它放了，放生。
I can go buy certain animals and
这叫什么？自我安慰。
And this is called a self-delusion.
你不能用一个比你价值更低的东西来换取一个更高的价值的东西。
You cannot take the life of something that's worth less than you.
甚至你也不能用一个等值的东西换成另外一个等值的东西。
Nor can you use the same value to atone for some of the same.
真正能够赎罪，必须一个无价的换另外一个我们这样尊贵的生命。
And only something that's infinitely worthy of price, that can be used in exchange for that.
所以这个圣诞的故事是什么
？So what is the story of Christmas?
耶稣基督必须成为一个孩子来到这个世上。
That Jesus must become a child and come to earth.
耶稣基督必须为我们钉在十字架上。
And he must be crucified.
耶稣基督必须他自己舍掉自己那永远的生命来换取我们这个生命。
And he must forfeit his life so that our life can be redeemed.
这是一个不等值的交换。
This is an unequal trade.
而是这是最公平的审判。
But this is also the most fair judgment.
不光是一个最公平的审判，也是对我们最大的奖赏。
But not only is it a fair judgment, it is also the greatest.
所以我们这里说，我们说主啊，主啊的。
So that's why here we say, Lord, Lord.
不见得都能进到神的国。
Not all those who say, Lord, Lord, may enter into the kingdom.
只有什么？
Only who?
遵行天父旨意的。
Only those who follow His word.
这样的人，
only
就是接受耶稣基督成为你救主的人。
Only those who receive Him as Savior.
你今生一切的努力和建造，
you all of your struggles in your life.
才好像我们把我们的房子建造在一个磐石的上面。
Only then will it be as like us building a house on a rock.
不管你如果你没有这样的话，
if you don't have this,
不管你多努力，
no matter how hard,
不管你多好，
no matter how
多聪明多漂亮，
or how smart and how beautiful you are,
我们就像把房子盖在一个沙土上面。
Then it's just like building a house on the sand.
什么是永远的东西呢？
What is something that's forever?
我翻译到下一页。
The next slide.
他英文帮我们先读。
Let's read it in English first. Behold, days are coming declare the Lord God. When I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord.
好, 英文再读一遍。
Let's read it together in English again. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord.
好, 中文, 主耶和华说, 日子将到, 我必将饥荒降在地上, 人饥饿并非无饼, 干渴并非无水, 乃因不听耶和华的话。 今天你饿吗?
Today, do you hunger?
我发觉我最近, 特别过节的时候, 这个吃牛排吃太多了。
So especially recently during the holidays, I have a lot of steak.
去年的膘还没减下去, 今年又加上来了。
And I still haven't lost the weight from last year, and I'm adding more this year.
所以我们在美国会不会饿?
So will we hunger here in America today?
随时就有东西吃。
Whenever we want, there's food for us.
会不会渴?
Will we thirst?
到处我们教会好几个water fountain在那里。
We have so many water fountains in this building.
不会饿不会渴的, 这里讲的饥渴是什么?
You will not hunger nor will you thirst, but what is this thing here? It is not a physical, it is not things that are materialistic.
不是我们物质上的饼。
It is not a physical bread.
因为什么?
But what it, because of what?
你可能没有听到主的话。
Perhaps you have never heard the word of God.
你可能听到了没有去遵行主的话。
Or perhaps you've heard but you have not followed.
这个世界是不是满了一个虚谎的世界?
And this world is so full of lies and vain.
如果你看整个外面这个大环境的时候,
if you look at the external environment,
对于谎言这件事情,
in regards to lies,
我们好像今天都在挣扎的里面。
I think we're all in a bit of a struggle.
从最高的领袖,
from the highest
到这些这个艺人,
to those who are good,
到这些名人,
to the famous people,
都在挣扎这个谎言这里面挣扎,
and they're all struggling in lies.
有人可能跟你说, 说谎是个罪,
perhaps someone will tell you that it is sin to lie.
说谎的人就是罪人,
and those who lie are sinning.
犯罪的人就下地狱,
and those who are sinning will end up in hell.
我想这不是我要讲的,
this is not something I want to talk
about. 神是活人的神,
God is the God of the living.
我们必须超过这一些,
we need to surpass all of this.
我们仔细思想一下,
we need to just consider this.
今天你愿意相信一个真实的话, 还是愿意相信一个谎言?
Today, do you desire to hear the truth or hear lies?
你愿意活在一个真实的里面, 还愿意活在一个虚谎的里面?
Do you want to live in truth or do you want to live in vanity?
你愿意为一个存到永远的努力, 还是愿意存在一个暂时的一个努力?
Do you want to receive an eternal reward for your work or just temporary?
我们当然都愿意真实的。
We all want the truth.
我们都愿意为那些存到永远的努力。
We want to work for that which is eternal.
但是你想一下你现在的情况。
But consider your current circumstance.
你是这样做吗?
Is this what you're striving for?
你知道我们的美丽不会到永远的。
You know that our beauty will not endure forever.
我昨天看到我女儿房间里面,
Yesterday, I went into my daughter's
room. 哇,她的化妆品真的好多哦。
She has a lot of makeup in her room.
太多了。
It's a lot.
我们知道那个不会永远的。
We know that that's not forever.
我们知道健康不会永远的。
Even our health is not forever.
我们知道我们的工作不会永远的。
Our jobs are not forever.
我们的钱不会永远的。
Our money is not forever.
这是不是都是我们努力的地方?
These are all the things that we struggle hard for.
我们都不知道这个名牌不会永远的。
Do you know that a famous brand, the brands are not eternal?
是不是小孩子都在追求这些东西?
These are all the people, kids today are chasing.
我们知道手机不会永远的, 这已经过时了, 第八代的, 过时了已经。
We also know that your smartphones are not.
但是我们很喜欢它。
But we love these things.
整天在刷刷刷, 是不是?
And now always playing with our phones.
你知道吗?有一个很有名的运动员,
you know, there's a famous athlete.
他叫老虎伍斯, Tiger Wood. Okay. Yeah.
He is not a golfer. 他不是一个打高尔夫球，他不知道。OK， 你知道他出了一个大事情。
So something happened to him.
那他出个丑闻。
So there's you know there's some things that happened.
你知道老虎这个 Tiger Woods， 他是一个商业上一个最标准的一个形象。
He has such a model image.
他 so clean， 他那么干净。Oh, so clean， 那么干净。他是四分之三的黑人，四分之一的亚裔人。
So he's four thirds Black American and he's a quarter Asian.
他很二十岁之前就赢了这个 Master， 这个 Master， yeah。
In his twenties, he won the Master tournament.
那他赢了很多很多的冠军。
And he won many many tournaments.
你知道迪士尼给他的每月的每年的这个 endorsement， 每年的这种叫什么啊？赞助就是3000万。
So Disney gives him about $30 million a year at the time for his endorsement.
当他出事的时候，记者就问他。
And so when these things happened to him, and the reporters were asking him,
他说，老虎，这个林先生啊 ，Wood， 我们说林先生 ，Mr. Wood，
and so Mr. Woods，
他说，你怎么骗我们骗这么久啊
？How did you lie to us for so long？
你怎么掩藏的那么好啊
？How were you able to pretend so well？
今天我们问一个问题。
Today, let me ask you a question。
不是说他说谎的技巧很好。
Let me remind him or having is able to lie really well.
我问一个很更深入的问题。
But let me ask you a much deeper question.
他骗自己骗了多久
？How long has he lied to himself?
当他赢第一个冠军的时候，他被捧上高高在上的时候。
When he won the first time, when he was at the top of his game.
别人都觉得好好好。
Everyone thought he was great.
他觉得他自己是一个人物。
And he truly thought that he was someone.
他觉得做任何的事情都没有问题。
And he felt that he can do anything.
他骗了自己骗了多久
？He lied to himself. And how long did he do lie to himself?
今天我们可能在座没有那么多钱。
Perhaps us sitting here, maybe we don't have so much money.
但今天我们如果仔细思想我们的生活的时候
，But if we carefully consider our lives,
生命的时候。
When we consider our life,
你是不是在骗自己？
Are we deceiving ourselves?
你是建造一个房子建在沙子上，还是建在一个磐石上？
Is your house built upon the sand or upon a rock?
你今天所努力的东西，你知道不会长久的。
The things that you're struggling for today, you know that they will not last forever.
但是你是不是愿意花一段时间为了永生的去努力呢？
But are you willing to struggle for something that is eternal?
我们总结一下，我们那些暂时、那些会不永远的东西，不是永远的东西。
Let's have a bit of a conclusion here.
就是
that which is not eternal, that which is temporary.
就是那些暂时的。
That which is temporal.
自私的。
That which is selfish.
没有证实的。
Have no reality, no truth.
只为暂时的好处。
But temporary good things for us.
但是这些暂时的东西，我们失去了永远东西的时候
，But when we give up the eternal for something that is temporary，
对我们的生命造成的损失是巨大的。
It is such a tremendous loss to our life。
除非主来拯救我们
，Unless the Lord saves us。
那我一个朋友
，I have a friend，
他是一个最有平常心的朋友，就是最 level minded 的一个 person。
I have a friend who is the most level minded individual。
这是我。遇到人还没有像他那么有平常心的人。
I never met someone so level-headed.
那他，他有很好的工作。
He also has a very good job.
很好的家庭。
Good family.
很好的太太。
Good wife.
他也是很好的歌喉咙，很好的 singer。那他也是很健康。
He's also a good singer and he's very healthy.
他每周去运动两次。
He goes to the gym every twice a week.
他还在训练跑那个半个马拉松。
So he's still training for half a marathon.
但是前段时间他跟我讲。
But a short while ago he told me.
你知道吗？我从年轻的时候不知道累。
So he says when I was young I never knew.
现在我运动完之后啊，恢复啊，
就恢复的挺长时间才能够恢复。
But now when I exercise, it takes a long time for me to
recover. 我希望这个肌肉大一点的时候。
I hope to get bigger.
我的腿就变细了。
When I get bigger biceps, my legs.
我跑腿跑多跑一点腿的时候。
When I train on my legs.
我这个肌肉就变小了。
Then my upper body
它里面有个叹息。
He has there's a
知道自己年纪慢慢的大了。
He knows that he's getting older slowly.
另外一个朋友。
And another friend.
他说。我就喜欢吃东西。
He says I like to eat.
那我平时要注重健康。
Normally I need to be
careful
about my health. 平时
我只吃流食，吃粥。
And so normally I only eat congee and some.
只吃蔬菜。
I only eat vegetables.
到周末的时候我就大吃。
During the weekday that's what I eat.
我就烤牛排。
On the weekends I eat.
做各样的鱼。
I do fish.
各样那些 exotic food。山珍海味。
And I do all kinds of, whatever I want, I will eat on the weekend.
那平时不喝酒。
Normally I don't drink on the
weekend. 我周末猛喝。
And on the weekends I drink a lot.
那后来呢，他许多的他的朋友们，有的生病了，有的得心脏病了，有的得癌症了，有的死了。
So some of his friends had different kinds of sick illness, heart disease, some passed away and so forth.
那我跟他说，你也不能总这样。
And I told him that you can't keep that up.
来我们教会吧。
You should come to the church.
他说不来。
He says no.
为什么呢？
Why?
我没有其他的愿望。
I have no other hope.
我就吃，我就喝。
I don't really desire anything else, but I just like to eat and drink.
这些人都是平常很努力、很成功的人。
These are individuals who are very successful.
现在他们的孩子上大学都毕业了。
And their children are in college.
马上他的女儿要上去研究所去当律师了。
And his daughter is going to graduate school, going to law school.
夫妇两个赚很多的钱。
And they make a lot of money.
现在他的在世上好像是他所努力的、所挣扎的一切，现在得到之后，他说我的愿望就是吃喝。
And he says he struggled so hard for all the things he wanted in life.
可能在座我们有年轻的，我们有还在。Sorry, go ahead.
He says the only thing I want to do right now is just to eat and drink.
是我们还有年轻在努力，但是有一天你得着了之后。
When we're young, we're still struggling and working hard, but one day when you've got it all.
如果你的得到最后的结果的时候，你会有花不完的钱的时候。
When you get to a point where you have all the money you have and you can't spend it all.
你的愿望就是吃和喝。去玩
is your hope
去坐游艇
is your hope to eat and drink and to,
去旅游
and to enjoy yourself and to be on cruises and to travel
你知道这不会长久的
and you know that it will not
这要什么建立在沙石上面
and this is speaking of building it all on sand
最可怜的是一个我最近刚刚一个朋友跟我讲的一个女孩子
I have such a sad my friend told me a sad story about
她29岁
she's 29
刚刚订婚
was just recently engaged
但是订婚之后呢他们这个就解了婚约。
And shortly after being engaged, they broke it off.
所以这个女孩子为了麻木自己。
And so she wanted to, numb herself.
就是周一到周五拼命的工作。
So、
没日没夜的工作。
So she works extremely hard from Monday to Friday.
周五到周日就去交男朋友。
And then on the weekend, she would go out and date.
一周交三个男朋友工作五天。
And she works five days a week and dates three times a week.
问你她生活在一个什么样的虚晃的里面
What is this life that she's living in?
她觉得这样子可以受伤继续受伤害伤害到一个地步她自己可以麻木
She feels that she can just sort of in some sense to hurt herself to such extent that she is so numb to it all.
她不会再受伤害了
That she will not feel this pain anymore.
她觉得伤害自己的身体到一个地步她说我可以忍受一切
And she can hurt herself to such extent that she can endure anything.
为了这暂时的一些快乐
For temporary enjoyment.
你想想如果有一个在等待她的男子她的丈夫
So if there was a someone who is waiting for her.
有一天他们结婚了
And one day they were married.
真正她为那个男孩子为她的丈夫留下了什么
And what has she left him? What does she have left for him?
为他的将来的家留下了什么？
What has she left for her future family?
他生活在谎言的里面。
She's living in a lie.
今天我举了一些特殊的例子。
So today I gave you some special examples.
可能不是你的例子。
Perhaps it is not your example.
但是多多少少。
But more or less.
可能是你的现象。
It is your circumstance.
我们的选择是怎么样？如果今天我问你，你三件事是你生命中最重要的三件事，你的回答是什么？
If I ask you today, what are the three most important things in your life today, and what will your answer be?
三件事最重要的对你是什么？
The three most important things to you today.
给你十五秒钟想一下，三件事最重要的。
You can think about it for 15 seconds.
Is it
money?
权力?
Is it power?
和名誉?
Is it fame?
是不是家庭, 工作?
Is it family or work?
旅游?
Or travel?
是不是你的对科学的研究, 你的知识?
Or is it
research
or knowledge? 还是你的聪
明的大脑?
Or your intelligence?
还是不是你的电子游戏?
Or your video games?
你的朋友?
Your friends?
最好让你妈、你爸离你远一点。
Or perhaps you want your parents to leave you alone?
还是你的运动，你的维他命，
or is your exercise and your vitamins,
你的长寿，
and your supplements and your health, and
还是你去女士们去 shopping 去买东西
or
去吃饭，
or is it to go shopping to go enjoy food,
还是你孩子的功课，
or is it your children's homework,
还是我们想远一点，是不是世界和平，
or do we want world peace,
是不是 go green, 还是清新的空气和水，
or is it clean air and clean water?
如果你有任何这样的选择的话，
if you pick any of these things,
是你最重要的，可能有其他的，
and these are the most important things to you and nothing else.
你知道这些东西很快就过去，
you know that all of these things will just pass
away. 它不会成为我们的满足的，
it will not give us satisfaction.
而且不够，你也永远不够足够的， you will never have enough 这些东西。我们应该做什么样的选择呢？
What kind of choice should we be making?
是不是我们的时间都花在我们的事业上？
Do we spend all of our time in our career?
那你知道我们这些我说的这些东西都是一个暂时的东西。
You know, all the things I've mentioned, they're all temporary.
前面讲过信望爱那是存到永远的。
And we said that hope, truth, and love endures.
但是我们最信望爱最大的问题是什么？
Sorry, hope, faith, and love. And what is hope, faith, and love?
即使你知道那是最重要的东西。
And for you know that those are the most important things.
但是你会常常我们相信什么？相信错的人，相信错的事儿。
But oftentimes it is towards the wrong target.
相信错的信息。
The wrong person, the wrong things, the wrong faith.
是不是？我们也希望那些把希望寄在一个错的人身上、错的事身上、错的信息上面。
Hope in the wrong person, the wrong things.
我们也爱那些错的人。
Do we love the wrong person?
爱那个不回家的人。
Do we love the person who doesn't come home?
爱那个错的信息。
To love the wrong message.
爱那错的事情。
To love the wrong things.
但是我们再回一回，即使我想我们比如说爱你的家人、爱你的孩子都是对的。
Even if we say the talk about the right things, loving your family,
希望你的孩子能够成功都是对的。
Or wanting, desiring your children to be successful, these are all good things.
你想你自己的理由是什么？你的 motive 是什么？
But what is your motive?
是一个自私的，还是一个不自私的爱？
Is it selfish or is it unselfish?
还在问这个问题。如果你是一个正确的一个 motive, 正确的一个心意的话，
If your motive is right,
你知道怎么爱他吗？
Do you know how to love them?
这都我们需要主来帮助我们。
This is something we need the Lord to help.
你知道我有三个孩子。
You know I have three children.
三个孩子每个都不一样。
And every one of them is different.
每个人都需要一个特别的爱给特别的他。
And everyone needs a special love for.
就是这个爸爸不是一个特别的爸爸。
Unfortunately, the father may not be a special father.
所以只能什么？求主给我们智慧。
So we can only ask God for wisdom.
你知道在美国最大的一个谎言是什么吗？
Do you know what is the biggest lie here in America?
自信。
It's self.
Believe yourself.
Self-confident.
Believe in yourself. 相信自己。
To believe in yourself.
我们是知道相信自己是一个。自己是最不可靠的。
We know that we're the most unreliable.
但是呢，谁敢说让你的孩子，你千万不要相信自己啊？
Which one of us can say to our children, don't ever believe in yourself?
哪个老师跟学生说, 你别相信自己?
Or the teacher telling the students, don't believe in yourself.
这个老师可以走人了, 是吧? 你会跟你的朋友说, 你千万不要自信吗?
Or will you tell your friends, don't believe in yourself?
但是你会跟你自己千万不要相信自己吗?
But will you tell yourself not to believe in yourself?
这有很有问题, 你若我绝对不相信自己, 也是很大问题, 对不对?
If I don't believe in myself, that is also another problem.
你自己要不要相信自己啊?
But you need to believe in yourself.
你相信自己对还不对?
Is it right or wrong to believe in yourself?
Let me ask these three girls. Is it believing yourself right or wrong? Right? Are you sure? Okay. Good. 那, 你看我们, this, I'm telling that's a lie. It is a lie. 我们知道有一天你会发觉你自己是不可信的。
One day you'll find that you cannot trust in yourself.
你自己是不可靠的。
You're not trustworthy.
You're not dependable. Right? So, I wish your parents can trust you. 那另外一点呢,但是你发觉我们需要怎么样的拯救呢?
But what kind of salvation do we need?
哎, 你不相信自己的反面是什么?
What is the opposite of believing yourself?
完全没有自信的人,
it's just someone who absolutely have no self-esteem.
就头脑特别简单的, 那种,
or no self-confidence.
那种 gullible and naive的人, right? 有那样的人是不是? 跟着说什么都相信。
So there are people who, you know, who are not even gullible, and whatever you say, they will believe you.
这种人也很难相处, 对不对?
And also very difficult to.
如果看到一个对什么都怀疑的人, 这种人相, 难不难相处?
Or rather, someone who is extremely skeptical of everything, is that difficult to have such a friend?
如果你跟一个人, 他什么都相信的人, 这种人相不相处?
Or is it someone who, is it easy to be friend with someone who believes in everything?
如果你跟一个人, 他是十分的骄傲的一个人, 这种人, 难不难相处?
What about if someone is easy to have a friend who is extremely proud of himself?
如果你看到一个他完全没有自尊、没有自信的人, 这样人相不难不难相处?
Or if someone who has no self-esteem, is it easy to have a friend?
都很难相处。 那神的救恩是什么呢?
So, but what is the salvation of our Lord?
一方面神的救恩让我们知道我们可以 deny ourselves, 就是降卑。
So, what our Lord says that we need to deny ourselves.
完全的相信主,
that we need to trust in Him completely.
就像圣经说, no longer I who live, but Christ live in me. 活着不再自我, 而是基督在我里面活着。那另外一方面呢, 就是说, 我们完全的交给主, 把他我们的一切东西交在主的手里面。
The other aspect is we give everything into His hand.
完全的知道这位主为我们成就。
And for we know that He has completed and fulfilled
everything.
But this Lord, who God who saves you, is not in heaven.
而是在我们的里面,
but is within us.
祂会用着我们, 用着你,
He will use us and use you.
就说, 保罗说, 那, 靠着那加力量给我的,
and I am able to do all things because he is one
Christ who strengthened me. 这位主给我力量, 我凡事都能。 所以这个自信是什么? 我相信在我里面的主。
I believe in the Lord that is in me.
这段圣经我们读了吗刚刚? 没有啊, 我们一起读一下这个圣经好吗? 还是英文开始,
Proverbs. Let's read in English together. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
Okay. 中文一起, 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端, 认识至圣者便是聪明。 那有很多人认为, 信主这件事情是一个愚昧的事情, 是反科学的。
Many people feel that trusting in God is something that's foolish, it's not scientific.
而且跟科学是相反, 相迟到, 背道而驰的。
Or it's actually a very, it's not scientific at all.
我跟你说这个想法是错的。
And I want to tell you that that's wrong.
不光是他不跟科学背道而驰,
it is not opposed to science.
而且我们的信仰往往在我们的科学研究、工作、生活、学习里面成为我们的帮助。
And but rather oftentimes it becomes help. Our belief is helpful in the scientific in regards to science.
信主不是让我们变得懒散。
Trusting God does not bring cause us to be lazy.
所以信主的孩子要好好读书,
so those who trust in God, the scientists who trust in him will does the research well.
信主的职员你要好好的去工作,
and then those who the workers work hard.
信主的, 生意人你要好好的做生意,
and those who trust in him, the businessmen who trust in him, they work hard in the business.
用神给你的智慧给你的诚实,
use the honest and the faith and the intelligence that God gives you.
但是我们知道那些不是最重要的。
But we know that those are not the most important things.
在我们, 我们, 翻译一个下一个圣经。 不要再打了。问你那边有很多的小字啊，这是个墓碑，旁边那些小字，如果你看清楚，这里有没有从云南来的？
This is from Yunnan.
贵州没有啊？ 你知道那些小字，那些小字，你看那是什么文，你知道吗？
There's some words on the right hand side.
那是苗文啊，那是苗族的文。你知道这个传教士叫 Sam Pollard， 伯格里。
So the missionary was Samuel Pollard.
那我们再打下一个，再按一下啊。 好，他说1913年10月6日，说感谢天主完成了把启示录译成苗文的工作。
It says that the Lord in heaven completed the translation November 6, 1913. Praise to the Lord in heaven completed the translation of the Book of Revelation.
所以在1913年10月6号那天，这位弟兄把英文的圣经全部翻成了苗文。
So on that day, this brother translated the Bible into completed his work of translation.
你知道这个苗文是从哪里来的吗？
Do you know where this Miao language is from?
苗文不是苗人发明的。
It's not invented by the people, Miao people.
苗人是没有语言的。
They don't have a language.
没有文字的。
They have no language, written
这位弟兄,
language. So this brother,
在那里生活了大概30几年的时间。
When he spent about 30 or so years living with the
people. 他用多年的时间学当地的语言，而且为他们创造了苗文。
He spent many years learning the language and ultimately came up with a written language for this people.
如果你去查这个叫 Pollard script,
if you go and look up this Pollard script,
是在国际上认识的。 一种文字，就是用他的名字来命名的。
And so this script or this language that these people use are.
所以我在说，信主、认识主是我们智慧的开端。
So trusting the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom.
不光是我们这些有知识的人智慧的开端。
Not only wisdom for those of us who are educated.
而且因为信主的原因，那些没有知识的人，那些没有文字的人。 在苗人是汉人的奴隶这样的人，
and so even towards those people who are illiterate, who have no written language,
因为这个信主的人的缘故，
but because of this brother who trusted in God,
他们开始了智慧的开端。
They began, that is the beginning to their understanding.
你再翻下一页，
the next slide.
这是一个landmark，这是10landmark。如果你看清楚的话，上面写的啊是县级重点文物保护单位，就是一个 county protected 一个 landmark。 那这是什么？这两个墓。
So these are actually tombs.
右边，左，在我右边这个墓。
The one on the left.
就是这个史弟兄。 Sam 布格里的墓。
So that's his brother's tomb.
你知道在中国现在还是对我们信仰有一些的控制。
You know that there are certain restrictions on
但是在,
beliefs in China.
在政府上为这两个墓做一个重大的保护。
But they've made these landmarks and protected these two tombs.
为什么呢？ 因为这两个人对当时的苗人做了极大的贡献。
Because these two individuals made tremendous contribution to the Miao.
右面的是一个传道士，他创造了苗文。
So on the right is the person who invented the Miao.
他在清末的时候来到了中国。
towards the end of the 19th century, he came.
你知道那时候大花苗族,
so
big flower male, 大概有 80% 的人是基督徒。
So there was about 80% of them became Christians.
因为他,
because of him.
当时发生了瘟疫,
and so at the time they had some kind of plague.
It's a typhoid fever, 就是伤寒。 当时 发生瘟疫的时候，你知道清政府他的决定是怎么样的吗？
And so what is ultimately the decision by the government?
因为苗人是汉人的奴隶。
Because Mao people were actually slaves to the Han.
也是满人的奴隶。
And also slaves to the Man people.
所以他们把处理的方法，把所有的得伤害的人全部杀掉。
So they killed a significant amount of them.
所以这位 信主的弟兄,
but this brother,
他来到县衙里面为他们申请,
and so he went to, I guess went to the governor,
yeah,
and pleaded with them for them.
求什么? 求活命.
Pleaded on their behalf and asked.
那最后同意说我, 他把那个苗的那个山封起来，建了一个门槛.
So eventually they agreed to close up the mountain and build a gate.
让这些苗人不可以出来,
so that those people can stay in there.
所以让他的这个瘟疫可以就在让他们自己死在那里。
Okay, so basically then that they would that the hopefully the fever type of fever would die out.
这个英国的弟兄就到外面去为他们拿药。
And this brother went out and got medication for them.
但是药不够。
But they didn't have enough.
因为在云南很大的山区的里面,
because it's all in the mountains.
最后他最后一针, 他自己也得了伤寒。
And so in the end, he himself also contracted the fever.
他最后一针打在一个苗人的身上。
And the last dose of medication he gave to.
他就是因为伤寒的缘故殉道死在那里。
And because he contracted the disease, he died as a martyr over there.
旁边这个墓叫高志华牧师。
And on the right here, on the side, there's also another pastor here.
也是一个英国人。
He is also British.
但是呢，他呢，为了筹当时的石门槛小学和石门中学，已经他们把这个文化和文字带到了那里。
So because of for the education of the grade school and middle school, he brought education to them.
他去英国去集款。
He went to raise funds in England.
他把款带回来的时候，就带到另外一个城镇城里的教会的里面。
And he brought that into a church.
当他在一个 next city, small city, yeah. 当他回到这个石门槛这个村的时候，
when he came to this village,
一个土匪遇到了他。
He met a robber on the way.
他说钱在哪里？
And they asked him for the money.
当他还没说话的时候，就给他一刀， 最后他被17刀刺死，死在这里。
And he died here because he was robbed. And
为了什么？
For what?
信主是他智慧的开端。
Trusting God, trusting the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom.
这群愚昧受人欺压的苗人。
Naive people who are often struggling, these male people.
因为这两个人的缘故,
because of these two individuals,
他们得到教育,
they receive education.
他们得到他们的文字,
they received, they have a language.
他们有认识他们的主,
and they came to know their Lord.
好, 下一页, 一碗拉面, 我想大家有点饿了。
I think we're all getting a bit hungry here.
我想有可能觉得你不需要上帝。
Perhaps you feel that you don't need God.
你也不是苗人是吧？
You're not.
你会英文，会中文，会西班牙文。
You probably know English, Spanish, or Chinese.
而且你觉得现在过得还不错。
And you probably live fairly well.
那你知道吗？神很爱我们，神是个宽广的神。
You know that God loves us and
他 降雨给好人，也降雨给不好的人。
He gives to both the good and the bad.
他今天给你聪明智慧，给你健康，让你可以上学。
Today he gives you understanding, knowledge, and he gives you opportunity to go to school.
这是为了让什么？为了让你得到恩典。这不是最好的。
So that you can be blessed. But that is not the best, but he wants to give you something even better.
在日本有一个家庭,
In Japan, there was a family.
一个年轻人和他太太有三个孩子。
This young couple had three children.
他的这个先生跟人做生意失败了。And
so the husband had failed in his business.
欠了很多很多的钱。
And was indebted.
欠了很多钱，这个他想不通，他跳楼自杀死了。
And because he owed a lot of money, he committed suicide.
但是他的遗嘱上写了一句话。But
he wrote something on his in his will.
他说：“太太呀，对不起，我走了。”He
said, "My wife, I'm sorry, I left."
但是你一定帮我把所有的债还清。But
please make sure you pay off all the debt.
所以这个太太收了这个信，她把房子卖了。
So when this wife got this letter, she sold the house, but that was still not enough
to cover.
And then she has three children that she needs to take care of.
她去做最简单的工作,
and so she worked menial jobs.
为了还债,
in order to pay back the debt.
她一生都在还债,
so her entire life was paying off this debt.
当过年的时候,
so when the new year comes,
在日本呢, 她的一个习俗就是她一家一定要吃拉面。
So the tradition is to eat ramen when the New Year's for the
Japanese. 但是呢, 她自己没有钱,
but because she herself did not have enough money.
她就到一个附近那个餐馆里去,
so she went to the restaurant.
跟老板说啊, 老板,
and said to the owner, says,
给我一个光拉面, 就是 plain ramen noodle, 就是里面没有任何东西的拉面。
So can I give a bowl of plain ramen?
那为什么呢是最便宜的?
Why? Because it's the cheap.
他们四个人吃一碗,
and the four of them had one bowl.
他去了之后，他那老板就看到他不断的把拉面喂到他的孩子的嘴里面。
So when the owner saw this, that she was just feeding her children.
每年都去,
and every year she would do the same.
一年去一次,
once a year.
就是大年初一那次,
and it's the first day of the year.
那第二年又去的时候,
and when the second year when she went,
她说我还要一碗拉面,
also want one bowl of ramen,
光拉面,
and just plain ramen.
那个拉面拿出来的时候, 你发觉那个老板端了一个盆来,
so when he brought out the noodles, he actually brought out a bowl,
的确是一碗光拉面,
a bowl of plain ramen,
上面全是面和汤,
and on top it was just
哇那孩子看到,
ramen,
哇这么大一碗面,
but it was a big bowl of ramen.
他们一吃的时候,
and when they ate,
原来里面鱼丸、牛肉丸、牛肉都在下面,
and so there was a lot of other fixings that were actually underneath.
上面是光拉面,
on the top it was just plain ramen.
下面全是好东西,
but underneath there was a lot of,
哇他们就好高兴啊, 吃完了, 每年他们都去,
so they were so joyful, and every year they went.
有一天这个年轻人来到这里,
so
那个餐馆,
A young adult came into the restaurant, a youth.
只有他一个人来,
and he was the only person who came in.
他说我要一碗光拉面,
he says, I want a plain ramen.
那个老板说, 就给他了,
and so the owner gave it to him.
那个老板问他, 他问那个老板, 你认识我吗?
And he says, do you remember me?
他说我不认识你,
he says, I don't know.
他说你知道那个妇女带着三个孩子, 每年叫一碗光拉面吗?
So he says that, do you remember the woman that used to bring her three children every year?
我就是那个孩子,
so I'm one of the children.
现在我已经大学毕业了,
so they already grew up in,
我是律师,
and
我是医生,
lawyer,
也不晓得医生还是律师, 反正有很好的职业,
a very good profession.
那我真是谢谢你, 那年你常常帮助我们。
And he says, I really want to thank you for helping us every single year.
那老板说一碗面也没有什么嘛,
and the owner says, it's just a bowl of noodles.
他说你不知道,
but he says you didn't know.
我们每一年的每一天都盼望这碗拉面。
So he says, you don't know that every single year we look forward to that day.
这碗拉面就是我们生活的动力。
And so that bowl of noodle was the motivation for our life.
我们最难的时候, 最痛苦的时候, 没有衣服穿, 受冷的时候, 我们就妈妈就跟我们讲, 我们要, 过年的时候我们去吃那碗拉面。
So when we're struggling hard, and we have nothing else to look forward to, and my mom,
因为这个盼望,
look forward to that,
我们可以到今天,
and because of that hope that we can live till today.
我谢谢你,
and thank you.
你知道吗, 有时候我们对神的祝福来说, 看起来就像一碗光拉面,
So perhaps sometimes when we look at God's blessing, it's just like.
但是真正我们凭着信来吃的时候,
but when we eat in faith,
你发现我们一切的丰富,
we'll find all of the abundance and blessings underneath.
今天一个基督徒跟你有什么区别?
Today a Christian, a believer, how is he different from you?
从表面上没有,
externally there's not much, there's no difference.
我们是什么? 光拉面,
what are we? Just plain, a bowl of plain noodles.
是什么? 宝贝在里面,
but the treasures within.
耶稣基督在我们的里面,
Christ is in our heart.
你知道吗? 这个神要把他的家给我们, 不光是在外面做一个餐馆老板, 而且要把你接到他的家里面。
So God wants to give us His house. Not only does He want, He wants us to dwell with Him, but He wants.
有人觉得这是做基督徒挺麻烦的。
Some people feel that it's kind of annoying to be a Christian.
你看你坐了半天了在那里。
You sat there for a long time.
我保证平时周末周日没这么久。
I can promise you that normally we don't, we're not so long.
还来聚会, 干什么不好?
And you could do anything else you want, but on Sundays you're here.
但是我们为什么来聚会?
But why do we gather here?
不是说我们说, 哦, 平时你可以去买东西, 今天来聚会了, 来聚会比较高尚一点。
It's not that normally you can go do shopping, but today you can gather here.
你们平时去, 上学, 读书, 今天来聚会了, 聚会比较高尚一点。
Or normally, or otherwise you could go to school and study or here.
这是最简单的公平交易。
This is the simplest equal trade.
真正来聚会是什么? 在这里遇见主。
What is the purpose of this? Is to be here to meet the Lord.
在这里有主的爱。
Now here is, there's the love of the Lord.
在这里聚会有什么好处?
What is the benefit of coming here?
你知道神把他的命令写在我们的心板上。
For you know, God wrote His will in our heart.
不是在外面我们要遵守那些命令。
It's not that we need to follow those His commands outside.
而是写在我们的心里面。
But He wrote that in our heart.
不是我们把我们的心变成一个石头的心，变成一个肉的心。
It's not to turn our stone, a heart of stone into a heart.
可以对他的命令有感觉。
But so that we can respond to His will.
你知道现在我们很多的心都在电子版上。
Most of all, today a lot of our hearts are spent on.
我们里面有个电子心。
We have an electronic heart.
但是呢，神要给我们一个肉的心。
But God wants to give us a heart of flesh.
另外一点，我给大家看一个东西啊，就是这个。 这是什么呢? 这是我刚, 9月份刚学来的。
So this is something I learned in September.
那在, 这是我的一个平时的一个笔记,
this is my diary or my list of to-dos.
那大家都很忙, 基督徒也很忙。
I think everyone's busy.
在9月份的时候有一个传道人说, 基督徒要讲究效率。
And so in September we had a speaker who said we need to be effective, be productive.
不要浪费时间。
Don't waste your time.
那讲究效率最好的方法是什么呢? 用最原始的方法把你该做的事情写上。
The most productive thing is to write down what you need to do.
做完就划掉。
And after you've written it down,
我发觉这个方法对我真好。 9月份到现在我划了好多，全查掉了。
Yeah, I wrote a lot of things and I crossed off a lot of things.
所以你来聚会不会浪费你时间的。
So if you come to, if you meet here, you're not wasting your time.
如果特别孩子呢，你有半天的时间不用你的手机。
Or especially for the children, you don't need, you can live without using your phone for a half a day.
这是对你最大的祝福。
That's probably the greatest blessing to you.
讲最后一个我们就结束，再下一个。好，再下一个。好，这里面有一个很不合语法的英文。
So here there's a phrase that doesn't really follow proper English.
Let I go.
Sentence.
应该英文应该怎么说？ Let me go, right? 这里这个女孩子叫艾韦德。
So this person is Gladys Aylward.
你看这上所有的胖胖的中国的孩子都是胖胖的是吧？
So you have a lot of these children who are looks very healthy.
你知道这些中国孩子从前都是孤儿。
You know that these children are all orphans.
都是从几块钱几毛钱买来的。
They were bought. The children were bought for cents and pennies. And
在二战的时候, yeah. 这位姊妹之前来到了中国。
So in World War II, this prior to that, this sister went to America.
把福音传到山西那个地方。
And she shared the gospel to the people of Shanxi.
她发觉很多的中国人那么可怜。
And she found that the people are so so poverty stricken.
一个女孩子就值九毛钱。
And a girl was only worth 90 cents.
于是她收养了差不多一百个孩子。
So she went and brought all these children, about 100 or so.
当卢沟桥是在二战发生的时候。
So when Second World happened,
她也她因为反对日本对中国的侵略的行动。
And she was also opposed to the invasion of Japanese.
她把一个文章写在纽约的时报杂时代杂志上。
So she wrote an article in the New York Times at the time.
因为这个杂志的原因，许多在美国的年轻人自愿来到中国当飞行员。
And it is for that reason that a lot of American young adults went to China to be airmen.
去控制日本对中国的空袭。
And to really put up a struggle against.
因为这个原因，她也被。通缉。
And it was also for this reason that she was.
He want to be arrested.
Ah.
Yeah. 那悬赏一百块美金。
And the bounty on her was $100.
那因为这个原因，他就带着所有的这个一百个孩子要退到大后方去。
And so because of this, she brought all these children with her and retreated into the, inner China.
四川那里。那一百个孩子，他们走了27天的时间。
And so all of them walked around 27 days.
27天的时间，他们有的最大的16岁。
And the oldest was 16 years old.
最小的只有很小两三岁。
And the youngest was 2 or 3 years old.
那些人搀着手。提着把那个孩子放在篮子里面，就往西南的方向走。
So they traveled southwest, and they brought the children.
他们只有祷告。
And the only thing they had was prayer.
5天之后，所有的食物就吃完了。
And after 5 days, they used up all of their.
所有孩子没有力气走。
So the children were tired and hungry.
他们哭泣。
And they cried.
他们祷告。
And they prayed.
站起来继续走。
And they continued to walk.
遇到了中国的军队，给他们粮食。
When they ran into the Chinese army, they were given food.
遇到了渔夫，带领他们过了黄河。
And when they ran into the river, the Yellow River, they crossed with the help of fishermen.
继续走。
And they continued to walk.
走了27天。
They walked 27 days.
到了大后方的时候。
Only when they till they reached the southwest.
这个因为他已经受了伤寒，而且肩头有个断片。
And so she was also she had health issues.
Yeah. 她是 injured by a cannon, and also she has a fever too, right? 她就昏倒了。
And so she passed out.
当她昏倒的时候，她里面只说一句话。
And when she passed out, she said only one thing.
是我那一百个孩子呢？我那一百个孩子呢
？She said, "What happened? Where's my children?"
我那一百个孩子呢
？Where's my children?
她被救醒的时候说：“我那一百个孩子呢
？”When she woke up, she said, "Where are my children?"
那一百个孩子靠着神的大能和恩典，走了27天，没有一个死的。
So by the grace of God, the children, not one of them died.
什么是爱
？In that track. So what is love?
什么是爱
？What is love?
在做很多单身的。
So here we have perhaps have a lot of people who are single.
你觉得什么是爱
？What do you know what love is?
在做很多在交往中的，你觉得什么是爱
？When you're in a relationship, do you know what love is?
我跟你说，我做一个大胆的一个建议。
Let me make a bold suggestion.
你要离开那个不全心爱你的人。
Leave the person who does not love you wholeheartedly.
如果你在交往的时候，你发觉那个人不是全心爱你的
，in your relationship, you find this person does not love you wholeheartedly.
不要浪费时间。
Don't waste your time.
不要浪费你的 hope.
Don't love.
Don't
waste your hope and your love.
你的 faith.
And your faith.
离开他。
Leave that individual.
也许你离开，让他会回心转意。
Perhaps if you take the first step, they may turn back.
也许你离开他。那个真正为你预备的人，他要来到你的身边。
Perhaps if you walk away, the person who's really prepared for you will enter into your life.
如果你还在单身在里面
，If you're still
single, 什么是爱
？What is love?
你要预备你自己，可以给出耶稣基督生命爱的那个人。
You need to prepare yourself to be able to give the love of Christ.
不是我们肉体上的美丽
，It is not a physical beauty.
不是我们肉体上的享受
，It's not physical. Earthly pleasures.
而是现在你们小的时候预备，你可不可以祝福你的先生？
But it's, are you prepared to bless the other person?
你可不可以祝福上帝已经为你预备的那个 boy, 那个 young man, 你成为他的祝福？
Will you be the blessing of this boy or this young man that God has prepared?
如果我们已经在婚姻的里面的
For those of us who are, in, who are already married,
你要求主给你智慧，你要知道如何爱你的妻子，爱你的儿女。
We ask God to give us the wisdom to know how to love our spouse.
也爱你的丈夫。
Our children and our.
神的爱大过我们的爱。
God's
love. 神的爱就像活水的江河一样，要通过我们流到别人的身上。
God's love is greater than all of our love. His love is like a river that will flow out of us and to others.
我们下一页。
Next slide.
好。好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep.
我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me.
若是找着了，我实在告诉你，他为这一只羊欢喜，比上没有的迷路的九十九羊欢喜还大呢。
If it turns out that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which have not.
我们的主是那好牧人。
Our Lord is a good shepherd.
就像那个小妇人那个姊妹一样，她醒了之后，我的一百个孩子在哪里
？Just like her sister Gladys, and when she woke up, she says, "Where are my children?"
今天你是不是失去的那只羊
？Today, have you lost that sheep?
你是不是那一百个？
Are you that
一百只
？Are you that 100 sheep?
你在哪里
？Where are you?
你要回到他的里面。
You need to return to him.
今天主的生命不光在二战的时候是有他的能力，在今天也同样有他的能力。
His word and he was not only effective back then, he is also here today.
今天他在许多的年轻人中间做死而复活的工作。
And he does the work he does the work on the young people where they bring them from death to life.
就是在我太太的学校里面。Gladys, 你学校里面，他们里面做那很奇妙的工作。
Even in my wife's school, that they do amazing work there.
我们在这里为一个孩子祷告。
Here we pray for a child.
他很可惜，他的父亲突然去世了。
And it's extremely sad that this child lost his father.
不晓得他的祖父母为什么这样做，他们也生活在一个谎言的里面。
And we don't know why you know they're doing things in such a way.
他的父亲去世了，他的祖父母却因着他父亲留下的遗产去告他的母亲。
So when his father passed away, they brought a lawsuit. The grandparents brought a lawsuit on the mother.
为了争夺那样的财产。
Because they wanted to they don't want to split their inheritance.
当然，我们知道他不会赢的。
But of course, we know they cannot possibly win.
但是真正的输家是谁呢
？But who is the ultimate loser in all of this?
所有的人
，everyone.
这个祖父母失去了儿子，也失去了他的孙子，也失去了他的媳妇。
So the grandparents lost their son, the grandchild, and the daughter-in-law.
这个母亲失去了她的丈夫，失去了她的in-law。也失去了她的健康。
So this mother lost her husband and her in-laws and also her health.
她发泄自己是责打自己的孩子。
And so she abused her child.
最后的孩子逃到牧师的家里去。
And then so the child ran off into the pastor's home.
但是那时候主开始，主的爱临到这个家。
But at that time the love of God came upon this family.
那主的临到这家之后，他。我们在这里的很多弟兄们也为他们祷告。
And so here a lot of brothers and sisters also pray for them.
半年之前他受浸归到了主的名下。
And half a year ago he was baptized.
他受洗完之后他说我要做什么
？And after he was baptized, he asked, "What should I do?"
刚好学校里面他说哦，我们现在学校缺少很多的社团。
So he says that we are lacking a lot of different groups.
Clubs. 那他说哦，我要建立一个基督徒的社团。
And he says, "I want to start a Christian club."
刚刚信主的一个孩子
，a child who just came to know the Lord.
他要有个渴慕，说我要活在主的里面，我的要主的生命活在我的里面彰显出来。
And his desire was to live in the Lord and also to be a testimony of his life.
彰显主他自己的爱。
And to manifest God's love.
今天主要把这个爱、这个信、这个希望 要给你。
And today God wants to give you this faith, this hope and love.
好，我们有一些祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Dear gracious Jesus,
我们实在感谢赞美都归给你。
We give all thanks and praise to you.
主啊，我们花了许多的时间投资去讲你的爱
and to share about your love.
但是我们知道我们是讲不清楚的。
But we know words cannot possibly describe your love.
主啊，我们还求你的灵开启每个人的心。
We ask that your Holy Spirit open up all of our hearts.
让每个的心都能够归向你。
May we turn our hearts towards you.
主啊，我们把每一个朋友都交在你的手中。
And we give all of our friends into your hands.
愿你做工。
May you do your work.
愿你赐恩典。
May you give blessing.
愿你赐怜悯。
May you give grace and mercy.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是我们的救主。
That you are our Savior.
你是我们生命的主宰。
That you're the Lord of our life.
你成为一个婴孩的样子。
That you became a child.
为我们降在这个世上。
And was born into this world.
也为我们受死钉在十字架上。
And you also suffered for us and was crucified on the cross.
说凡信你的就有得到永生。
And you said that all who trust in you shall have everlasting life.
凡遵行你话语。
All those following your word.
就可以进到神的国里。
Will enter into your kingdom.
主啊，这是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你所说的是真实的。
For what you say is true.
愿每一个朋友都能够得着。
And may all of, every one of our friends receive.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我这次也奉你的名问在座每一个朋友。
And also by your name, I want to ask all of our friends who are seated here.
你愿意把你的心向这位爱你的主打开吗？
Are you willing to open your heart to this Lord who loves you?
你愿意把自己交给这位爱你的主吗？
Are you willing to give yourself into the to this Lord?
愿意把你的生命建立在这个石头上、磐石上吗？
Are you willing to build your life upon this rock?
愿意你冲破一切的谎言，来到上帝的真实的里面吗？
Are you willing to get past through all the lies and come upon the truth of God?
愿意接受、口里承认耶稣基督是你的主吗？
Are you willing to acknowledge him and proclaim him as your Lord?
愿意心里相信他的复活的生命，他的受死的生命跟你是息息相关吗？
And you're willing to accept that his life is his resurrected life is really
让他一生来带领你。
And are you willing to let him lead you?
有没有这样的朋友？你愿意的话，就请你把手举一下。
If you have friends like such, you can please raise your hand.
感谢主。
Thank you.
还有没有？
Do we have any
other? 你愿意把你让这位主，这是成为你的救主。
Are you willing to let this Lord be your Lord?
也许你可能从前认识主，听说过主，但是从来没有跟他发生一个好的关系。
Perhaps
今天你愿不愿意，这是去跟他重新建立这样的关系
？Perhaps if you've perhaps heard of him but not quite know him in the past, but today, are you willing?
有没有这样的朋友？
Do we have any friends who are willing?
我们为你祷告。
I want to pray for you.
你愿不愿意看到自己？感谢主，感谢主，请放下。愿意知道我们可能在座有些年长的，在座有些在社会上有经验的，但是你这一生走的路是怎么样？
But,
你会继续走在一个站在沙石上的一个生命吗？
Do you want to walk the rest of your life on a life that's built on sand?
今天是你一个新的开始。
Today is a new beginning for you.
愿意把你的信心建立在这个主的身上吗？
Are you willing to build your faith upon the Lord?
有没有这样的朋友？在座有没有？这是我们在生命中还在寻找、还在追求的，但是。你愿意有个新的好的开始吗？
Or perhaps you're still seeking your life, and but do you want a new beginning?
好，我们把时间交给高院长弟兄好吗？那